Thank you for downloading the Broadmead Community Church Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy it.
Little bit about the people that do sponsor the children with compassion. So what I have asked is I have got one young person, one child and one young adult who is going to come and share a little bit about what it means to them to sponsor a compassion child, because we're talking about children as part of this project, and it's really good to hear a little bit about how the children and young people and young adults are impacted as well from this side of things. So can the people that are joining me come and join me and take a seat? And then, Steve, please may you move this for me? Otherwise, and then I need it back after this bit, maybe just over there or something. Thank you. Brilliant. So, Joel, if we sit here, and then Mateo and Matilda, if you want to go over there. Brilliant. Now, you're being transported to an amazing talk show. So we are chilling. We've got the sofas. This feels very strange, sitting on the sofa and chilling and talking. Okay, so somebody has got the mic over there. Brilliant. So shall we start over there? So we've got Matilda, Mateo, and Joel. So we've got different perspectives, and we've got different things that we're going to chat about, because some of you may know that Joel and the Eakins went away in, what year was it? A couple of years ago now. And they went and visited the project, right? So Joel's got a bit of a different perspective, and I think you've got a couple of pictures to show as well whilst we talk. But also, Mateo and Matilda, you both sponsor a child as well, don't you? So do you want to tell us a little bit about who your sponsored child is and how long you've been sponsoring them for?
We're sponsoring Barbara, and she's 8 years old, and she's in year two.
We sponsored her for about, 3 years now, and now she can go to school, and yeah.
Okay, brilliant, great, thank you. So you sponsor Barbara. Brilliant, great. So should we pass the mic this way, and let's hear who Joel sponsors.
I sponsor Ambrose. So he's from the project in Lira where we're linked with.
And is that a picture of you and Ambrose?
Yeah, that's me and Ambrose. Yeah.
That's cool. And that's quite cool, isn't it? Being able to actually meet the person that you sponsor.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was quite weird meeting them in real life. Mm-hmm. Just because you send letters to them back and forth so often, but you don't really. I don't know. It's just nice to know that those letters go somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. It makes an impact, doesn't it? Okay, so if we pass the mic back over to Matilda and Mateo, can you tell us, guys, a little bit about maybe what you have learnt from sponsoring a child? Is there anything particular that you have maybe learnt something about, or has made you think about something specific?
She gets more holiday because her holiday is in May and it lasts 4 weeks.
Okay.
I've learned to just be grateful what I've already got.
Yeah, okay. So you've learned a little bit about the practical ways that that your sponsored child lives. So is that about holidays, was it? She has a particular amount of holidays.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've kind of had a reflection, Matilda, on actually the way that it's maybe made you feel in terms of the life that we have here. Yeah, okay. And whilst the mic's over there a little bit, what do you enjoy about sponsoring a child?
Learning about her culture and what she does, mm-hmm. Throughout the day, and how she spends time with all of her family.
Yeah, brilliant.
I like making gifts for our sponsor.
Yeah. So what type? Can you tell us about any specific gifts that you have made or given or?
I'm not really sure.
Not sure. Can you remember?
I think it was for her birthday. We gave her coloring books and pencils.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Colouring books and pencils and things. Great. Okay, cool. Let's pass the mic back this way a little bit. So, Joel, a couple of the same questions for you then, really. What have you learnt? You've got a bit of a different perspective on it because you're a bit older than these guys. So what have you learnt about yourself, about them? What type of thing have you learned about?
I think going to visit them culturally was massive. Like, that was a huge culture shock. Like, seeing the way they actually lived. It's very, I don't know how to explain it. It's like they have their own land, and that's their land. You know, like, it's not like anything big or built up. And then they have their own cattle and their own chicken, and they'll make food like that, you know, and a distance after travel for water and things like that. Like, it's just a very big culture shock, going and actually seeing how they live.
Mm-hmm. And did you feel very welcomed when you went and visited?
Yeah, I don't know how they felt. It was quite strange because they saw us in a way that was like very, I don't know, like we were, almost like we were a big deal. Like, it was strange. Just like, as soon as we got there, Ambrose's mum fell to her knees and started praying. Mm. And in bookings like that, you don't really know what to do. Because it's like, is this, you know, us coming up to see for them is huge. Like, it's not really, you can't really explain how big it is.
Yeah.
To them.
Yeah.
So I think that was pretty crazy.
Mm, yeah. And what is it that you particularly enjoy about sponsoring a child? And maybe you can think about maybe when you're a bit younger as well, because I know you've sponsored Ambrose for a little while now. So what is it that you've enjoyed about it?
I think sending the letters is always the most enjoyable part. I feel like communicating with someone that far away is something quite special. You know, I can't think of many other opportunities you get to do that.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best part for me.
Brilliant. Great. Is there anything more that anybody particularly wanted to share about it? No? No? Brilliant. Okay, let's give a round of applause to these guys. Thank you. Brilliant. Great. So I think what is so good to see is that Matteo is obviously a child. Matilda is a young person, and Joel is. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And that is the commandment that we are given here. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about what each little bits mean. So actually, act justly means to treat people fairly, okay? So it's quite simple. Treat people fairly and do what is right. To love mercy, it is sometimes translated as to love kindness. So actually, mercy is sort of like kindness and forgiveness all wrapped together. And then walk humbly with your God means that we should be walking in relationship with God, and we shouldn't be arrogant or proud about it, and we shouldn't be putting ourselves first. So the challenge with this is that we have got these different things that we're supposed to do. Now, we may feel that we particularly do. I'm going to move these lovely bits of paper. We may feel that we do one of these. So we might find it quite easy to act justly. We might be pretty strong about justice. We might be one of those people that shares things on Facebook a lot because we want to fight for the cause, and that is really, really good. Or we might be somebody that loves mercy. We love to be loving. We love to be kind. We love to be forgiving. And we may be somebody that walks humbly with God. You are devoted to your relationship with God. You are walking hand in hand with God. And I wonder if you've heard a little bit about making a fire. Anybody does scouts or done scouts or anything like that before? Maybe not. So there's three different things that you need when you make a fire. There is fuel. So the fuel, maybe if you're making a big bonfire, the sticks, the logs, in this situation, the fuel for me is the wick. And then heat. So heat. This is the one time that the match doesn't stay, isn't it? This is my heat, which is going to go out before I get there. Oh my gosh. It made it. There we go. Right, okay. So this is my heat, which is from the match. And then the other thing that it needs is oxygen. So the air around us. So this is my lovely, you're too far away, but this is my lovely crackle candle. So what happens is there's three different things that needs to be put together to make a fire. And there's three different things here. So actually, we need all three of these to be able to be a good Christian, to be doing what God is asking us in this. Because if we decide to love mercy, you may be super kind, super loving, but actually you might not be standing up for injustice. And if you choose to be only walking with God, then you may be learning from him, you may be learning different things, and you may be having a great relationship with God, but actually you may not be sharing that love with anyone else. And actually, if you decide to act justly, you may be doing really, really good work, but you may end up being a bit arrogant about it. So what happens is, if we take away one of those things, so in this situation, I'm going to take away my oxygen, and it doesn't work. And actually, when we take one of those things away, it doesn't work. And that's the difficult bit about this verse. It looks a bit of a nice commandment for us. It looks like a nice thing for us to go by. But when we put them all together, it's a little bit more of a challenge. And that is what I feel like the challenge is for us today. As we come into to end this morning's talk a little bit, what I want you to be challenged by and to think about is that actually... we may think that we do some of these. There may be some that you naturally do a little bit more. And there may be some you struggle with a little bit more. So my challenge to you today is to think about that. To think about what is God saying to you in this. Is there one of those that you went, oh, I don't feel as comfortable with that one. And my challenge to you, in a minute we're going to just watch a very, very quick video that's a song that relates to this topic. And I would love for you to just challenge yourself so that when you go out into the world, that you are not just a little flicker of a flame, but that you go out as a big bonfire and that you would live a full life that God has called you to. And maybe that includes acting all of these different things, doing all of these different things. And maybe it also includes praying for compassion, and maybe it includes sponsoring a child this morning. And as I've already said, there are different commitments, but actually maybe this is a challenge to you today to follow this verse, because I love this verse, because it's not saying sit down and do nothing. It's saying, come on, this is what we need to do together. So that is the challenge for us today. Okay, and remember that by sponsoring a child with compassion, you're supporting a child to get education, food, medical support, and you get the bonus of being able to watch that child grow as well and communicate with them along the way. I'm just going to pray for us as we come in to finish this talk, and we're going to go straight into a song and then into worship as well. Okay. So, Father God, I just thank you for the work of compassion. Lord, we thank you for the fact that there are people on the ground doing this work. They are acting out this verse. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the work that is going on. And we pray for protection, particularly at this time where poverty seems to be even more separate from where we are sometimes in terms of COVID and vaccines and all of that sort of stuff, and just health support. Lord, we pray that there would be a real support, Lord, there, that you would protect people from illness, especially at the project that we are partnered with in Uganda. And Lord, I just pray now that you would stir in our hearts to know to do what is right and to follow your guidance in terms of this verse. Lord, I pray that we would know how we should be acting on this and what we should be doing. So Lord, I just pray that now as we come to you to reflect on this morning, that you would speak to us and show us what we should be doing. Amen. Amen.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not check us out on all social media platforms or visit broadmead.org.uk.